Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into some interesting stuff from the Marketing Tutor. We're looking at how marketing websites and, you know, customer help pages can actually work together really well. Our goal here is simple: get some quick insights on how being super user-friendly and making things local can be a big win for businesses.
That's exactly right. It's all about this loop, really. Good design, good support. It leads to happier customers, sure, but also, and this is key, it saves money. And we're zeroing in on localization today, which, just to be clear, isn't just translating words. It's adapting everything for a specific place, culturally, visually, the works.
Okay, got it. Localization is the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start at the beginning. Why does just having a friendly website matter so much? The sources from the Marketing Tutor seem pretty clear on this.
Oh, absolutely. It's fundamental. A site that's easy to use, well, it stops people from leaving right away. That's lowering the bounce rate. And it encourages them to actually do what you want them to do, like buy something or sign up. That's boosting conversion rates. Less frustration, more action. Simple as that.
Okay, so what makes a site friendly then? The source mentioned a few things. Clear directions, obviously.
Yep, intuitive navigation is huge. People need to know where to go without thinking too hard.
And working well on phones. That seems non-negotiable now.
Right. Responsive design. It has to work on mobile. Plus, it needs to be fast. Super fast.
Ah, speed. Yeah, the source really hammered that home. Slow loading times just kill the experience, don't they?
Completely. It's like waiting in a long line. You just give up. Speed and easy navigation, those are the absolute basics, according to the Marketing Tutor.
Okay, so the site is fast and easy to use. Now, let's talk about making it right for everyone. Which brings us back to localization. What does that involve, really, beyond just language?
Well, this is where it gets tricky and where the Marketing Tutor points out that a lot of businesses stumble. It's not just language. You've got different rules and regulations in different countries, things you have to show legally. And then there's the whole cultural side. Things like trust signals. Where do you put testimonials? What icons do you use? Even colors matter.
Colors? Really?
Yeah, seriously. A color that means trust in one place might signal, I don't know, danger or something bad in another. You have to check everything.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of work. But I guess that's why it's such a big benefit when you get it right.
Exactly. It makes people feel like the service was made just for them, you know, tailored.
Which helps companies connect better with their audiences and adapt, like the strategies from the Marketing Tutors suggest.
Precisely. Because if your super friendly site doesn't accept the payment method people use locally, or the checkout feels weird to them culturally, well, all that friendliness goes out the window. It becomes frustrating again.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's connect the dots. We have this great localized marketing site. How does it link up with the help section, the knowledge base?
Ah, the knowledge base. This is where you get some really smart efficiency gains. It's about making help easy to find within the main site experience. The Marketing Tutor actually gives some great examples, like putting links to guides or FAQs right where people might get stuck.
And does that actually work? Does it reduce the load on support teams?
Significantly. The source mentioned one case where putting help guides right in the interface cut down support tickets by, I think it was 40%.
40%? Wow, that's a huge saving.
It really is. And think about it from the customer side. It's, say, 2 a.m., they have a problem, and they can fix it themselves instantly using a guide. No waiting for a support agent. That builds satisfaction, and it works 24/7. Big long-term win.
So wrapping this up then, what's the main takeaway for you, the listener? It sounds like it's a combination, right? Build a fast, easy-to-use site, then really commit to localization, properly adapting it for different markets, and finally, make sure your help resources, your knowledge base, are built right in, easy to find. That's the path the Marketing Tutor seems to lay out.
That sums it up nicely. Which leads to a final thought, something maybe to chew on. We've talked a lot about localization for different countries, languages, cultures. But what about accessibility? You know, making sure people with disabilities can use your site fully alt text for images, transcripts for videos, that kind of thing. Isn't making your site accessible to everyone, regardless of ability, also a kind of fundamental localization? Adapting the experience for a specific user group, something to think about.